Okay, Rabosa, I hope all is good. So he's daf is ksub is daf chaf beis, and we're here three lines up on the bottom of chaf aleph on the beis. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Huna, Amar Rav. And again, we've been talking about the situation when you have to verify things in court. So now the Gemara turns and says, "What if forget the shtar, forget the eidim, forget the signatures? What about the judges themselves?" Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Huna, Amar Rav. Like shloshes sheyashu the kaim is a shtar. You got a beis together. To be mekayim ashtar, v'kara er, I'm not sure, al echad mehem. And now echad mehem, meaning echad one of the judges, right? There's some issue, shu pasul, Rashi says, but one of the judges is no good. So, ad shalu chosmu, zemid la v'chosim. Right? If there was no signatures, meaning if the judges haven't signed on to the shtar yet to say that it's good, so then they can be made, right, that the guy is actually not puzzle, as we'll see in a second. The question is, what's the question over here? And then that's fine. But Misha Chosmo, if they already signed on the shtar, so then Amy Eidim Alav Chosim, then that doesn't work. Then they can no longer say, hey, this guy's a good guy, and we can judge together with him. So Gemara just says, meaning, and then what's the reasons? Rashi explains, right? Misha Chosmo, that's Rashi on the Amud, right? Havu Luhu Nugin Be'idus. Right now, once the other two Eidim are signed onto the shtar, so they're what's called Nogebe Dusam, they have a claim here. They don't want to be judging with this guy if he's a Rasha. So they're considered to be partial to the case, right? If it's before they even signed on, it's okay, so they can come and testify fine. But now, right, as Rashi says, Sheginai Lohem Sheishvu Msul Badin, right, it wouldn't be good for them to sit with someone who's, I don't know, a gambler or whatever it is, so or someone who's puzzle. So therefore, they are no longer allowed to testify about this guy. So the Gemara just says, Ramai, what's the problem over here? If you tell me that he's a ganav, so train to know, right? What do you mean? That's two versus two. Well, again, there are two Adim saying that he's a good guy, and two Adim, presumably, right, with people coming and saying that he's a Goslem. Right? So that's not good enough. I mean, as Rashi says over here, right? You look at Rashi, ki amri lo gazel havu, again, you have Rashi explains the whole rumor about this guy being a bum is because two witnesses come to court and say, hey, listen, this guy stole some stuff, and the other eight of them say it's not true. So that's two versus two. That's the chasha. So he erred to become a shvacha, but if it's a question whether in terms of his lineage, maybe he's not a Jew or whatever it is, or maybe he's an Eved, as Rashi says. So okay, but Gili Milsva Almahu, but that's not a testimony that's just stating the facts. Meaning you can figure that out. You can go and chop, you know, look into the guy's lineage. And that's not like testifying about an action, that's just something that is true. And Mamarshak would get taken care of and eventually. Right? So meaning as Rashi explains, right, Misha Chosmo Ma'in Meidinal. And therefore the question is, why wouldn't they be able to testify about it after they signed? It's not a Nogebe Dusan thing, because they're not saying that this and such and such happened to this person. It's just a fact. It's like testifying like a person is, I don't know, 6'3". Right? If he's an Evan Kanani. Like it's not something that there would be no gebe dusum, because it's not edus. You're not testifying about something that happened. You're just stating facts. So when it says the olam, really emar lecha er de gazanusa. Really, this situation is that they're testifying that he was a ganav. Aye, then we say it's trevor, it's two versus two, and it should just be hakasha. So ka'amri, because they're saying hani adinan veda avar shuva. And the case is, no, it actually happened, but the testimony of the judges is that the guy did shuva. So that's not a stira, that's not a two versus two, right? They're saying something else, right? But, I mean, so when we're saying that, that's only, right, if they testify before they sign. But once they testified after they sign, to them that is no good, right? They're considered to be no gea. They do some. Amar Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera says, "How milsim Rabbi Abba Shmili ve'ilav Rabbi Abba dimin Akko shachacha." I learned something from Rabbi Abba, and if it was not for Rabbi Abba of Akko, Pashas is a different guy, right? I would have forgotten. What's the halacha? What did he learn from him? So shlosha shiyash for the kaimus hashtar, right? Umeis achamayim. So three guys sit down to to do a judgment, and one of them died, Rachman al-Tzlan, right before the court case was completed. Right, you have to write it down. Right, there were three people here, but one of them passed away. Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, because of a shtara dinan nafak l'kadama de beidina, but if they wrote in the shtar that this shtar was presented to Beis Din, then Zul Tzarech, because everybody knows, right, Pashas, everybody knows the Beis Din is three. I double Beis Din Chazav. Who? Gemara says, what do you mean? Sometimes it's a Beis Din, that's a Mechutzah, that's the, you know, that has Chutzpah. Right, that what is that? Because Shmuel, Amr Shmuel, Shnayim Shadonu Dineim Din, Elish Neker Beis Din Chatzuf. Have two people to get together and say, hey, we're a Beis Din, and then they ratify a shtar, whatever it is. So it's still a Beis Din, right? It's their judgment is a judgment, but it's a chutzpah of a Beis Din. It's their chutzpedek, right? Again, theoretically, meaning that means that reading Pashas is that midaraisa, right? Again, it works, but midrabbanan needs to be three according to Shmuel. So what's going on over here? I mean, so maybe it could be Beis Din chutzpah. How do you know that it's just a Beis Din, right? That doesn't necessarily mean three. So Shmuel says, yeah, let's give the Beis Din the Rabbanan Hashi. Yeah, it was the Beis Din of Rav Hashi. So Pashas is Rav Hashi, not a Beis Din chutzpah. Well, maybe they hold like Shmuel, because again, like I said, the whole halacha of Shmuel is based on the fact that he holds that two dayanim midaraisa are kosher. So Gemara says the chetiv be'amar lana rabbanan rabbana Ashi. Yeah, you also have that Rav Ashi was there. Right? That since Rav Ashi was there, so Pasha says we have to assume, right, that there's no way he would make a mistake. But again, that and say that there's going to be. There's going to be three judges, or say there's going to be two judges. I mean, the pasuk says that they got it taken care of. Okay, fine. New Mishnah. Ha'isha she'amar eishes isha ha'ishi yirusha ani. Right, so again, another case of pesha asher pesha hitir. Right, a woman says I was married and now I'm divorced. Right, again, we didn't know she was married, so she says, yeah, I was married to that guy. That's pesha asher. Now she's asher to everybody but that guy, and then she says she was divorced. That's a pesha hitir. And so now, menas, she's believed. She has, right, pesha asher, pesha hitir. But if we knew already that she was married, and she says that was divorced, so then in the menace, and obviously we're not talking about a case where she produced a get. Amra, if she said, similarly, if she said, Nishbasi, right, I was captured, right, by Goyim, but I was not violated. And again, the concern over here is that if she was violated by a Goy, she can no longer marry a Kayin. So in that matter, she's believed. But we have Eidim that she was captured, and she says she was not violated, so then in that matter, and then she is not believed. Right, but if after her, right, again, if what happened, she came to Beis and said I was captured, but then I was clear, I was Tahor. Right, so then, fine, Beis says no problem, and then she got married, and then Eidim come and say, oh, by the way, she was captured. So that's not a thing. So that doesn't work. We don't make her leave her new husband. Amar Rav Asher. Rav Asher says, "Minayin lepesha asher pesha hitir min hatayra." Now we've been talking about. We probably should have had this at the beginning of the parak. And we've been talking about a pesha asher who a pesha hitir. And we didn't produce a makor from the Torah. How do you know? Again, we're talking about dinim d'oraisa, right? We're going to allow these people to marry X and marry Y, etc., based on the testimony. She's going to believe her. She can get remarried. Right? These are halachos midaraisa, right? It can't be some din d'rabbanan. So how do we know? So shenamek pasuk says there's b'sina tadili shazet pasuk by motzi shemra. The father says, I gave my daughter to this guy, and he didn't like her, and he's lying about her besulim, and he said she's not a virgin, it's not true, etc., etc. So basically, so again, what is it? What are we dashing out? Right? La'ish asra hazeh hitira. Meaning he said, as soon as the husband, father says, I married her to this guy, meaning, and then doesn't say which guy, so she's pashas asra to everybody, because we don't know which guy. Right? Again, if the husband, Rahman al-Tzan, would say, I married off my daughter, and he wouldn't tell us who, so then she's ushered everybody, because maybe she's married to, Pasha says she's not married to this guy, but she married to somebody, so she's ushered the entire world. But then Hazeb, the guy said, oh yeah, oh, it was Shloima over there, so then Itira, then he is allowing her, technically, to be with him, right, saying halakhically, right, that she is married to him. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Lama likra svari, right, ha'asur v'asharila. What do you mean? It's logic, right? He made her usher, he allows her. Meaning, if you tell me that he is able to say that I gave my daughter over, right, and we believe that, so we should also believe him. to say that she's mutter, right? The saying who she married. The Gemara says, "Ella yidit shekro look at the Rav Huna Marav." No, so the Gemara says that pasuk is actually for the following halacha: "Damar Rav Huna Marav, menayin la'avshin emet lesser as bitul menatera." How do you know that a father can say, right, my daughter is ushered everybody, right? She is married, like I married her off. Shnemar Spesita Satilish, right? So I married my daughter off. Right? So Gemara says Azel Amali. So why do you have to need Azel? So by the way, look at the Tani Rabbi Yona. So meaning it says Hazet teaches me about Rabbi Yona. The Tani Rabbi Yona, right, is Bizina Tatilish Hazet, Hazel of them. That the guy is believed to say, right, that I'm so sorry. That's not the guy that believes to say that's a totally different halacha. That the whole concept of Motzi Shemra, right, that pasuk was written by Motzi Shemra, the 50 shekel, etc., that the guy has to pay, and all that type of stuff, all that applies, 100 shekel, sorry, the 50 shekel is by Onis Mefata. 100 silver coins, which is a ton of money, for Motzi Shemra, so that only applies to a husband, but not to a yavam. Right, that's all that the whole parsha of Moshe Shema does not apply to Yavam. Okay, Tana Rabbi Amalei Amar Raisa. Aisha Shama Aisha Ish Ani Vechazav Amar Pnuy Ani. A woman says I was married, and then she says I am not married. So Nemenes. So she is believed, says the Raisa. The Gemara says Ashevi Lanafshi Chadiv Tisura. What do you mean? She says she's married. Right, she makes herself Aser. So the Gemara says, and this is what we're going to spend the rest of the daf talking about. Amarav Huna, Amarava Baravuna, Yoshinasna Amasla with the Varea. She's giving us an Amasla. She has a reason. She's telling us why. She has an excuse why she told us the first statement. Why she said, I was married. As the Gemara will give an example. Tanga Mihakri also in the Braisa, Amar Eshziza, Ani Vechazrav, Amar Pinu, Ani Inin Amenas. Right, again, if she, a woman says I was married, she says I'm not, oh, by the way, I'm not married, so then she's not believed. And we assume she was married. But if she had a reason why she said that she was married, so then we will believe her, and that's fine. And the Gemara explains. Right, there's an amazing woman, a woman from a great family, and she was very beautiful. A lot of people were after her. Right, so basically, she would say, if I'm not, I'm a Kudesh son. She said, no, I'm already engaged. Okay, right, just to get rid of them. Liyamim, later, Amim the kid says, Atzma, she went and got engaged. So Amr L'Chacham said, Mar Isa Lassus came. What are you doing? So Amr L'Chacham, she said to them, B'tchila bo shabbo v'lai anashim she'inam mehuganim. So people came originally, right, all the scum in the world, all the bums were coming to get me, right, so I had to get rid of them. So Amr L'Chacham, I told him, okay, I'm engaged. She walked around with a ring, etc. But now I'm getting proper shiduchim. Proper people read to me. So then, right, I went and got engaged to one of them. Okay, got married to one of them. Vazu alacha hella Rav Acha sar habira lefnicha chum beusha. And this is what was mentioned. Right, Usha, when they said im nasna masla devarei v'amenes, if there's a reason for whatever she said the first time, she is believed, and we will take the second statement as truth. By my name, Shmuel Mirav. Amra Tamei Ani, V'chazir Vamra Ta'ur Ani. What about, right, not about a previous marriage, but what about Anida? Right, a woman says she's Anida, and she says, just kidding. Right, so Ma, what's the din? Right, meaning, is there an Amasla for that as well? Meaning, again, the Chiddush obviously being that if a woman, there needs to be some sort of, well, okay, let's just go back there and become clear. So Amar Lehi said to him, Af Bazu, im nasna masla devareya, so then Nemenes. This too. This also works. And Tanim Minesh Arban Zinin, as Shmuel learned it 40 times, Afilu Achilu Abed Shmuel lived in Benashe. And still, Shmuel still did not write Paskin for himself. Right, as they explained, that it actually happened to Shmuel, that his wife had mentioned that she was an Nida, then said she wasn't an Nida. And Tosis fills it over here. Is it Tosis over? Yeah. Basically, that she was. The second Tosis. Yeah, it fills in that she was just tired and didn't have the koach. And then, so she said she was tame. And then all of a sudden, oh, by the way, I was just kidding, right after Hora. And she had a reason why she said she was tame. But in that case, Shmuel still did not rely on this principle. She still made her go to the mikvah. Okay, fine. Turn her about a little bit of rice. Shnaim Omrim Mace. Ushnaim Omrim Lomace. Again, shifting gears a little bit. This is the Masla is not doesn't take us to the end of the daf. I take it back. I thought the Masla would take us to the end of the daf. Okay. I'm totally wrong. Okay. My bad. Tan Rabbi with the Raisa, different topic now. Shnayim Omrim Meis, Shnayim Omrim Lo Meis. Two people said a guy died, two people said he didn't die. Shnayim Omrim Nisgarsha, Shnayim Omrim Lo Nisgarsha. Two people say they were divorced, two people said they're not divorced. And Raisa Lutinase, Vim Neseis Lo Tetse. She's not allowed to get remarried, but if she did, so then she's not allowed. Doesn't have to leave, meaning that it wasn't great what she did, but she does not have to get rid of her new husband. Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Bar Yossi, says no, Tete, she has to leave. And Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi, right, Emasai, when is, Emasai, Ani Omer Tete, when does she have to leave? Rabbi Zmashibo, Edim Rechakach Nisets, only if Edim came, and then she got remarried. Avon Nisets, Rechakach Bo, Edim Lo Tete. But if she got married, and then Edim came, meaning that saying that she wasn't, so then Lo Tetzei, she doesn't have to get divorced from a second husband. So Gemara says, Michli, I don't understand. It's 2 versus 2. So Haval Ba Asham Talikoi. If someone sleeps with her, should be Chayiv and Asham Talui. But he doesn't know whether Asham Talui, right? Again, there's only he's not sure that if he did an Isser Karis, right? She could be she's an Ishizish. So sleeping with Eshizish might be Karis. He says, bring Hashem Tali. There should be a whole suffix. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes, right? Kagoshin, this is Lechas Meidah. No, the case is, she married one of the Edim, right? And he knows for sure, right? There is no Hashem Tali here. He knows for sure, right? Since he's positive that they weren't married, so there's no Hashem Tali. Okay, fine. Amar Rav Sheshes, good. The Gemara says, one second, but he's goof of Hashem Tali Kaima, but she needs an Hashem Tali. Meaning that even though the Eid knows what happened, the woman, again, theoretically, at this point, the woman doesn't know. Again, let's say she wasn't sure if someone got a get. She didn't get the get herself in the case of divorce. Maybe he sent it to the Shliach. Maybe he died overseas, or she doesn't know. So Gemara says, Omar Bar Eli, that's when. Why she does know? She does know for sure. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Shnayim Omrim Meis, v'Shnayim Omrim Lo Meis." Right? If two machlokas whether this guy died, Reizu Lo Tinase, or she cannot get remarried. If him Nisays, but if she did, so then Lo Tetse, then she should not get. She doesn't have to leave her second husband. But Shnayim Omrim Niskarsha, Shnayim Omrim Lo Niskarsha, Reizu Lo Tinase, if him Nisays Tetse. But it says Rabbi Yochanan that the halacha by divorce is different. That if two people come and say she was divorced, two people say she wasn't, so then she shouldn't get remarried. And if she does, then she has to leave the second husband. So Gemara says, "Meishna Reishna Masach Seifa." What's the difference between death and divorce? So Rabbi says, "Targum Abayi Echad." It must be there. We're going to see three possibilities what Rabbi Yochanan meant and why he split death versus divorce. And said by death she can stay with her second husband. By divorce, if we have a suffix, right, stira and edim, whether she got divorced, then she has to leave. So Rabbi says first possibility is Targum Abayi Echad. Right, it's really Echad. It's really one witness. And therefore, right, again, when did Beis Din believe one witness? That's only when the guy died, right? Not by divorce. That's Eda Echa Omer Meis, and therefore him knew Rabban Kibay Trey, and Chachamim, right, believed one guy, right? So we started off, right, if one aide comes and says, right, the guy died, so, excuse me one second, right, guy died overseas, so we believe him. Right, could do like we said by Ula Damar Ula Kamakam Shem Ula Torah Eid Echad. Harekan Shnayim. Anytime the Torah said that we believe one Eid, it's as if there are two, and therefore if Adik Amar Lomes Havelei Chad, right, Ve'in Devar Shalach Kamakam Shnayim. And then when you have a competing witness on the other side that said he didn't die, well, it's 2 versus 1, and therefore we believe the two, which is the one who said he did die. So Gemara says, "Yachy Afilu Chilanani." Gemara says, "Okay, but the problem with that is that we're saying she shouldn't get remarried, and if she did, she can stay. If that's how we're viewing this halacha, she should be able to get remarried regardless. And that's a clean, clear testimony that we believe and let her get remarried." So Gemara says, "Mishum de Rav Asi, Damar Rav Asi, Asir Mimcha, Akshos Peh, Ulazus, Sosayim Archek Mimcha." I stay away from shady stuff. I stay away from shady stuff. Right, it's a little bit weird. Again, we're not sure, but people are going to whisper, we're not going to sure, it's a little bit shady, Right, stay away from that scenario. But Einochanami, Midaraisa, she could. Seifa, okay, what about the second part? As Abai explains, what's the difference? Now, you explained why we allow her to stay with her second husband, but if one aide came and said that the husband, first husband died. But what about divorce? Why can't she stay with divorce? So, very simply. Right, Einochad Omer Niskarsha, Einochad Omer Lo Niskarsha, right, Tovar, Beishas Iskamasade. Again, if one aide comes and says she was divorced, one aide says she wasn't, they're both testifying about a married woman. It's nothing to do with the guy dying. Right, the Haid Kamar Niskarsha, Avilechad. The ain't dvar shel echad b'makom shnayim. Again, both of them say it's one versus one, and we don't view, right? We don't say anything, right? We don't care about that. Many, both of them agree that she was previously married, and one guy says that she's not. So we're establishing that she was married. We only have one aide that says she wasn't, so that's nothing. Rava Amar, Rava says, Lolom Treya Treininu. Rava says, forget, it's not one versus one. It's not one aide versus one aide. It's two aide. What's the difference between death and divorce? For Rabbi Yochanan, Devarav Shel Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosi Begerushin. Because he's holding like Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosi. Right, Velo Rabbi Misa. Meaning he agreed with his Shita by Gerushin, but not by death. My time, what's the reason? Now, what's, we'll see in one second, what was that? Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosi. Hold on, where was that? Sorry. I was trying to find it. Oh, it's at the top. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. So three lines down, right? We said, if two people said he died, two people said, again, sorry. Rabbi Menachem Bar Yotzi said both of them is Tetze. That he has to leave, right? That she has to leave the marriage, right? But again, right? Sorry, my apologies. I said, if you look at three lines down, right? Tanur Rabbanan, right? We had two people said he died, two people said he didn't die. Two people said he was divorced, two people said he didn't divorce. He wasn't divorced, or she wasn't divorced. So Rabbi Yochanan Bar Yossi said she has to leave the second husband. So basically, here Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yochanan Bar Yossi that she has to leave the second marriage by divorce, but not by death. My time, right? Not if he died. My time. Oh, what's the different reason? Misa in echol machosho. Because if the guy died and he shows up, right, there's no way to get rid of, right, that claim, right? If the husband shows up, obviously, right, he wasn't dead. But gerushin, but by the case of get, if the husband shows up, it's like, hey, I never give her a get. So echol machisho, right? She can say it's not true. She can say it's not true, and therefore, right, we're going to make her leave the second husband. Fine. Right, just reading Rashi quickly, just to explain a little bit. Right, meaning she is going to. She again, yeah. So Rashi explains over here that if the guy died, right, Pasha says she's going to look into it, because if he shows up, right, after she's married somebody else, right, so then that's going to be bad for her. But if the claim is that they got divorced, so she's going to say, if he says we didn't get divorced, she's going to say no, we did get divorced. She's not going to think, right, that she'll have any problems, right, with him, even if he shows up and say, hey, we're still married. She could be like, no, we're not. So she's not going to, as Rashi says over here, she's not going to kind of look into the matter as much, right? And therefore, we're going to make her leave the second husband until we have a clear situation. So Gemara says, really, she's going to be that kind of mechutzav, right? That's, she's going to just say straight up that actually I was divorced when she wasn't. Amar Rav Luna says, "Aisha shama lavala gerishtani nemenes." If a woman says to her husband, "We got divorced," so she's believed. Right? Chazaka ain isha meza paneah befnei bala. We have a chazaka. A woman's not going to lie that straight up to her face to her husband, right? That unless it was true. So the Gemara says, "Honey, mili, no. That's only hechad aleka edim to come asadile. That's only when there are no witnesses." But here there are witnesses. Right? So maybe she's strengthening her claim that she was actually divorced based on these witnesses, so she's going to get a little bit of extra chutzpah, because hey, she could be like, hey, I'm just relying on the witnesses. So therefore, mezo meiza, she will actually say a lie to his face. Okay, Rav Ashi said, what's the third way to understand Rabbi Yochanan? Again, the split between when you have two versus two, when they're claiming that the husband died, so she can stay married to the second husband, and if they claim that they got divorced, she cannot. So what's the split? So Rav Ashi, I'm Mark Yigon. De Amre Edim Achshav Meis, or Achshav Gersha, meaning it happened right now. So, Misa Lekel Vreira. There's no way to check into whether he died. Meaning, again, he swept out to sea, right? Whatever. He's not here. The body's not here, so you can't check into it. The guy's not around. He's, the absence of the guy, right, is not a proof. Right? And you can't figure it out. But Gershon, if there's a Gershon, meaning he just got divorced, okay. Ikele Vreira, you could definitely look into that. Because Darmin in law, right, you just say to the woman, right, Isa, right, if it's really true that he got divorced, right, if it really, let's read it a little better. If it's really true that that's what happened, so right, if you just got divorced right now, right, give me your get. So therefore, we're not going to allow her to just be like, oh, I don't have it, I don't know where it is, etc. It must be that she's lying, and then she has to get rid of her second husband. Okay, Shkoyakol Rabosa, we'll invite you in the Hedek Hashav tomorrow. A good and Chodesh. Have a great day, right? Depending on when you're listening to this.